It's called, not just cold, but called. The kind of cold that actively seeks out the chinks in your armor. The kind that slips under the hem or through the zipper of your coat, getting at you no matter how many layers you wear. It makes the warmth of my home all the more profound. I help you take off your coat and take your hands in mine, warming them. Are you ready? I've been preparing you for this slowly and carefully. It frightened you at first, but I am very good at relaxing you, comforting you, lulling you. You're so unsure, and I smile gently, stroking your cheek. It's all right. We don't have to do this tonight. But it is too cold to leave now, little one. So, thou shalt remain here, whether thou wilt or no. That's one of the sexiest things William Shakespeare ever wrote, and I've been wanting to say that to you ever since you first stepped foot in my home. I've wanted to keep you here, not let you leave. I crave to confine you with my will and my love. I reach out to unwind your scarf, and then I change my mind. Instead, I pull it up your head so that it covers your eyes. Trust me. And you do. You don't object as I tie the scarf firmly over your eyes. And then, taking your hands once more, I lead you into the den, where a fire crackles and pops in the fireplace. The heat of the fire seeps into your chilled body. It feels so good, warming and relaxing you, easing the tension from your body. I lead you to the couch and leave you standing there for a moment. Unable to see, you strain to hear my movements in the room, but the sound from the fireplace and the thick carpeting swallow the noise of my footsteps. You concentrate, trying to separate out the other sounds in the room. You are sure you can feel my eyes on you. I walk around to the back of the couch, never taking my eyes off of you. Standing there, blind, searching. I am glad the fire covers the sound of my breathing. I wouldn't want you to know how much this excites me. And suddenly, you feel my hands grab your shoulders from behind. I pull you back, off balance, and push you down onto the soft cushions of the couch. I give you another firm push to make sure you're settled firmly. Then I take off your blindfold. My hands grip the sides of your head firmly, stopping you from turning to look at me. Look at the fire. My command given, I trail my hands, stroking you with my fingers, down to your shoulders, then sliding across your chest. I hug you then, tightly, insistently. My lips brush your ear as I whisper further instructions. Let your eyes focus on the flames. Follow the sparks that catch your gaze until they disappear, and then return to the fire. My hands return to your shoulders, gently massaging your neck. Keep watching the fire. Let the heat relax you. Let it fill your entire body, relaxing every muscle. Now you know that I am not going to hurt you. Nothing I say and nothing I do to you tonight will hurt you. You are safe here with me. In fact, every word and every action will please you. They will give you pleasure. I trail my lips around your ear before sucking softly at your earlobe. The warmth of my mouth, my hands, the heat of the fire, the softness of the cushions, they all blend together to make you feel so relaxed and comfortable and pliable. You keep following the sparks and the flames with your eyes, but you are still able to concentrate on how wonderful my hands feel, kneading the flesh of your shoulders. You suck in a breath to say something, some part of you instinctively trying to resist a last-ditch effort. But I quickly close my hand over your mouth. Don't speak. I am going to count down slowly from 5 to 1. And each time I do, you will become more and more relaxed, more and more sleepy. My warm, soft palm presses against your lips, holding your mouth closed. 5. My hand squeezes tighter and tighter as I whisper. 4. You cannot find a motivation to even try to move your head. But somehow, I know that you know that if you tried, I wouldn't let you. I'm still massaging the back of your neck, and I'm holding you still. 3. My breath on your ear feels almost as good as my voice sounds. 2. Your eyes are beginning to feel tired, as if the exercise of following the sparks is wearing them out. 1. On 1, I release your mouth. Relaxed and warm. Warm and safe. Next, my hands squeeze your shoulders, and once again, I whisper. 5. My fingers clench and release at your shoulders. 4. I hold you down onto the couch and pull you more firmly against the cushions. 3. My breasts press lightly against the back of your head. 2. Each time you blink, it becomes harder and harder to open your eyes. 1. My hands slide gently down your shoulders to your arms. Keep looking at the fire. As you do, your eyelids will begin to droop. My hands squeeze your biceps. 5. My fingers caress your arms, stroking down from your shoulders to your elbows and back up again. 4. I give your arms tight, firm squeezes just under your armpits, then just above your elbows. 3. A lingering kiss on each side of your neck. 2. More kisses to your shoulders now. 1. Warm and safe. Safe and drowsy. Deeper and deeper. Now, my hands slide further down your arms to your hands. I interlace my long fingers with yours and cross your arms over your chest, hugging you tight. Five. My arms are so tight and strong around you that you know if you tried to move, you wouldn't be able to free yourself. But you don't want to get away. Four. My cheek is pressed against yours, and my breathing helps you relax. Three. My breasts press close against your back, arousing and lulling you at the same time. Two. It takes all your strength to keep your eyes open now. One. Kissing your cheek, I allow your hands to fall into your lap. Deeper and deeper, further into relaxation, further into sleep, becoming aroused. Now, close your eyes. One of my hands covers your eyes, and I begin to stroke your hair with the other. See the fire in your mind. Feel the heat. Feel my warm hands on your body. Feel my breath on your cheek, on your ear. Hear only my voice, guiding you into sleep, guiding you into pleasure. My soft, seductive hands caressing and squeezing all the tension and resistance out. My hypnotic, erotic voice in your ear, drawing you out, drawing you down, drawing you to me. Sleep for me. Your head lulls back as your body lets go completely and you sink onto your back, guided by my hands. Allow yourself to drift, little one. No fear, no reluctance, no anxiety or nervousness, no resistance. Slowly, sensuously, I drape my body over yours, lying full length on top of you, entwining my arms around your neck. Drift and sleep, sleep and dream. I slide my body up and down, massaging you with my entire body, holding you down with my full weight, grinding my hips, kissing your cheeks, your eyes, your ears, your neck, and finally, your mouth. Dream of me, my darling. Dream only of me and my hands, my body, my eyes, my lips, my voice. And in your dream, remember and know that You love me and will always trust that I know what is best for you. Know that you only want what I want for you. That you give yourself to me freely and completely. You are a gift to me that I accept. And my gift in return is my absolute control over you. You never need fear again. Just trust in me. And sleep. And obey. I sigh happily and rest my head on your chest. You are mine. Forever. I will never let you go. Drift deeper into sleep, completely asleep. Awaken when you need to, and when you do, remember only that I made you feel so safe and so wonderful, so relaxed and controlled. Sleep now.
Sleep now.
Sleep now.